Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I promise you that. It's June the 14th. Yes. Another day or two and we'll be halfway through the month of June. And that puts us halfway through the year. And that puts us closer to Christmas. Why
well,
not?
Technically, right? Summer hasn't even begun. So
Merry Christmas.
We still have
to
summer
you.
To do.
Yes, we do. A lot of things to start the hour off with. My mind is spinning because of all the activities yesterday in Florida. So I wanted to sort of put things into perspective, if that's A-OK, from my point of view. This is a program that has to do with thoughts and realities and with things that matter. Things that matter to you may not matter to me and vice versa, but it's okay because we're supposed to be sharing ideas here. This has always been the marketplace of ideas. As my friend Jerry Williams used to say in Boston, this was Vox Populi, the voice of the people, not the voice of some of the people, voice of all of the people. And even though there are some people who want to have their voices heard more loudly than others, and in the circumstances we find ourselves in at the moment with what's going on, the Trumpisms and the Trump world and the Trump this and the Trump that, let's just think about what was said at one point in time a while back by Vincent van Gogh, who wrote, quote, "Great things are done by a series of small things being brought together," which is like a beehive, right? Think about a beehive and what happens with the bees and the beehives. They create things like honey, and they do it. The queen bee is in charge, but then there are all the worker bees who put all of the things together in the hive. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what you end up with. Lots of honey and a lot of bees working together. And I'm not sure where, I don't know who we could anoint as the queen bee in this circumstance. But I do know, as some of the things that are about this Trump case, as we get closer to people declaring that they want to be president, or they want a shot at being president, or want a chance at being a leader, it's interesting and I think important. It'd be good to try to figure out what it is that's in it for them. Why do they want to be president? Why does Nikki Haley want to be president? Does she want to serve? Why does Ron DeSantis want to be president? Does he want to serve? Why does Chris Christie want to be president? Does he want to serve?
Who do they want to serve? The American people? Just their party? Just their donors? Themselves?
Them? Yeah, right, exactly. And I think that that's where part of the educational process, I think this all of this stuff, this circus yesterday in Miami, and all the things that have led up to it, like go back to January 6th, or you go back to the whole Trump era, or you go back to any number of things that have brought us to where we are. And we can all have different thoughts as to why we are where we are, which may be relatively important, but they don't fix the problem. There's a real problem here, and it's getting more serious. It has been a problem and continues to be a problem, but the problem grows, and one wonders. You can talk about some of the institutions. Education in America, who is it serving? Well, talk about how it's good for the children and it's good to know. But there are a lot of things that are going on that aren't good for the children. I can say that. You can say, well, who are you to say that? Well, I am an individual. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a father. I'm a businessman. I have taught school. I have done all kinds of things in my life to contribute to the well-being of lots of people. I didn't necessarily start with that in my mind. I started with a focus on what it was that I liked doing, and then what was I good at, and then it goes from there, and some of the things that I've done over my life have been good for a lot of people. They've been good for me. Some of them haven't been good for me, but they have been good for other people. So it's a circle that we're in now. It's almost like a circle jerk, and we are paving the path toward our own I don't want to say destruction, because we've had a lot of things go on in the history of this country that have been very destructive, much more so than what's going on now. But I think looking back over many of the instances, maybe some of the important things that have gone on in my lifetime that have helped shape the future, most of it has had to do with either, well, I'm going to list a few things, like education. My lot in life is as it is because of my education, because of what I was taught, how I was taught, where I was taught, and by whom I was taught. And I think we could probably all say that for most of where we are.
And for nature to want to learn and to want to ask questions. I think it's both
that's part of human nature,
and sociology, yes.
Yeah, but it's part of the human, that's part of human nature, being curious.
Not everybody's.
Well, and is there more of that now? Is that the reason that we have all of this stuff? I'm going to say this, and a lot of people are not going to like it. I found in my circle, anyway, and I have a pretty broad circle, the people that I know well, not the people that are listening that like Trump or think that he's a hero or think that he's the best thing since sliced bread or whatever it is, we need him. I find that a lot of those people are not particularly well-educated, let's put it that way. There is a lack of a universal overview of things. People tend to be more inter than outer, if that makes sense. You know, you look at some of these people, and there's nothing wrong. Education in and of itself is also is a problem. The more educated you are, sometimes the more the more pedantic you are, the more professor is not the right word, but the more intolerant you are of another point of view. But yet, both educated and uneducated people seem to become more intolerant as we move along here in this circle, this sphere of influence that we find ourselves in. As I look over the people, I said something about when I saw Trump on with Sean a couple of weeks ago, I thought it was an interesting overview of some real issues. I thought, for the first time in a long time, I thought to myself, I said it on the air, I thought that Trump presented himself well, but he only goes so far, and then he can't help himself. He goes into this prattling, this little child. Chris Christie described him the other night on with Anderson Cooper. I watched that, and I thought for the first time that Christie really, if you'll pardon the pun, crystallizes a lot of the things that I'm thinking. If you didn't see it, there was a town hall meeting on CNN that presented him to a group of Republicans. There were about 100 Republicans that had come from various parts of the country to be on this town hall meeting, and they asked some pretty specific questions. They identified themselves as to who they were supporting at the moment. A lot of them were DeSantis supporters, and a lot of them were Trump supporters, and some of them, you go through the list of people. But Christie, for me anyway, and people say, well, Northerners think different than Southerners, or coastal residents think different than the people in the middle of the country, and all of that stuff. Which, you know, I'm not sure there's too much relevance to that, but I think coincidentally that is what goes on. But that doesn't mean that it's the right thing. What is the solution? Joe Biden is not the solution to anything. He has done a horrible job. Worse than bad, horrible. And the prospect of him being elected president again because the Republicans can't get their crap together is very, it's not only frustrating, I find that it's. I don't want to use the term fear because I think fear-based thinking is what's gotten us to where we are. It's just, anybody's got any common sense that looks at this guy, I don't know whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. I don't even know what to believe about him and his family anymore because the news media is so twisted and turned when it comes to actually reporting on what he's done. The same thing has happened with regard to Trump and what he was indicted for yesterday. At first I thought, it's not a big deal. And then the more you dig into it, the more you think, it is kind of a big deal. Is he guilty? He continues to not tell the truth. He continues to get tripped up, but yet he is so determined to be the president. Is that what it is? Is he so determined to be the leader? What really does he need, and what does he want, and What is he? Is he really there to help the American people? Many of you listening will say, yes, he's our savior. He's like Jesus. No, he's not. He's not a savior. He's Chris Christie referred to him, and Christie was one of his most prolific advisors when he ran for the presidency last time around. He prepped him. He was the guy who was there whenever Trump needed him. And he's seen him from the inside. So many people who work with him have seen him from the inside, and they are the ones that are coming forth now, many of them, with you know, how dangerous it is to continue to look at him. And yet people like that mob down in Miami yesterday,
they
just love him. Oh, my God. He can't. We're all screwing him, and it's everybody's fault but Trump for him being in the situation that he's in. Did he create the situation that he's in? Yeah, he pretty much did. And then we're helping to create it by playing into all of this stuff. And the news media follows his every breath, his every word. It gets parsed. It gets taken apart. Why? That's the question. For Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Why? What is there about this guy that seems so appealing? It's kind of, I certainly don't want to, well, I don't know, what do I want to, who, other people who have gone down this path before, it really makes you kind of wonder, other people around the world who have captured the imagination of people, you know, what happened in Germany, what happened 100 years before that, the lack of, again, education. I find the whole thing to be abhorrent, frankly. And sadly, you see the state of America, and people, all they want to do is blame somebody else, so they'll send you, well, look at this, this justifies this. Well, it justifies, none of this justifies anything if you're interested in the future. The Chinese love this. The Chinese are soaking this up. They love it because all we're doing is destroying ourselves from within. How about that? Think about that. 18 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran. For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle, plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in 30DUG into the search bar. Order your dad's favorite gift package.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on this Wednesday, June the 14th. Thank you to Jay and to Jen Jen, who were here yesterday in my stead as I took the day to be a chauffeur for my son. And actually, to be honest, my son did the driving. He did the driving. I was in the back seat with Jasper,
and we both
took
a
nap. Yeah, he was my Uber. So anyway, it was a nice day. Apparently, it's good to have you guys. But once in a while, I don't know. There's not too much of this in my future because I really have to get into the farming here. We're behind, and I got to get a lot of stuff done. So I probably won't take advantage of the two of you for a while again. But it's nice to be able to have that. And so as I look around to what happened in the last 24 hours and things that I want to bring to you, like the Britney Spears thing. Apparently, the two of Britney and her former husband, Kevin Federline, are speaking out because there has been a rumor, here we go again, from that damn social media, that she has been using, Britney's been using meth. They both say she's not on drugs, but where did this report come from? The Daily Mail saying that it spoke with Federline about his concerns that she was using drugs. He said, did he really say, I fear she's on meth? Or is that something that was made up by some reporter at the Daily Mail? If the two of them say, which, are they together on this? Or is Federline trying to do something about what's going on with the children? I'm trying to piece this all together. Apparently, Spears' attorney went after the Daily Mail for the reports that she's using crystal meth. So is she or isn't she? That's the question. All right, let's think about it for a second. Do a quick commercial, and then we'll dig into this a little bit more. Hold on.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance Cramps may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so this is a story that is indicative of the same thing we've been talking about with regard to Trump. The rumors that become fact because nobody seems to corroborate the rumors, or for whatever the reason, anybody who runs to TMZ or anybody who says they have a report and they want to sell it, most of the time that stuff, not always, but most of the time that stuff is questionable in terms of veracity. So, Jay, in this circumstance, where is the truth?
Well,
where are the facts?
Especially when it comes to the Daily Mail more than anything, because they've gotten in trouble just following the lead of another without doing a lot of, research.
Right.
So when it comes to this documentary filmmaker, Daphne Barrick, went to the Daily Mail saying that Kevin Federline and Brittany and his oldest son, Sean Preston, who's 17, were concerned about Brittany doing meth. And allegedly, Federline told this woman that he has been praying that someone makes it public and she wakes up. It's terrifying. She's the mother of his boys, all of these things. Well, he's saying he never said that. His son never said that. These allegations are hurtful. And Brittany and Kevin Federline, they are standing strong in their united front against these rumors.
So it's all about making money, and that's
exactly
the problem,
because Brittany
with the news media. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. That's good food for thought. 28 after this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What if your perfectly trained kitty suddenly stopped using the litter box? Every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your kitty's elimination habits suddenly change, it's important that you take her to the vet for a checkup. Once any physical problems have been ruled out, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. But first, let's understand the psychological factors that may trigger such behavior. Cats are very sensitive creatures, and many things may trigger litter problems. The arrival of a new baby with the new smells and the scent of dirty diapers may trigger this behavior. The same holds true for the arrival of another pet in the household. Even the absence of a beloved family member may set off this behavior. No matter what the cause, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. Make sure you select the right type of litter. Make sure you keep that litter box clean all the time. And this is so important. If you don't get rid of the scent from the cat's point of view, they're going to return over and over again. So use a good pet odor neutralizer. There's many on the market to make sure you clean it properly. You can have a cat and a clean house at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After pleading not guilty, presidential candidate Donald Trump is taking aim at the special prosecutor in his documents case. Speaking to supporters after his Miami arraignment yesterday, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater, end quote. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against the former president of the United States, claiming Trump mishandled classified documents. Trump claims the commander-in-chief has the right to the documents.
Whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law, and that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately because they're destroying the country.
The Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions after defeating Florida in Game 5 at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip last night. Final score was 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Today being Flag Day, and how, excuse me,
flag.
All right, there we go. Thank you. The stuff in the air, and I was in New York yesterday, and there still is this leftover, whatever, it's not a haze. I was walking around in Brooklyn for most of the day with my son and my grandson. And the amount of haze, certainly not what it was last week, but certainly it still kind of feels like. And the stuff on cars, the the it's just the, you know, you can run your hands over it and just look at your hands and say, what in the world is all that stuff? Because there's all these things in the air and we're breathing that stuff. And see, that's why it causes such a problem. And then, you know, so we're worried. We tend to not look at those things. We're looking at, if I saw one more thing yesterday, Trump, indictment live, updates, Trump enters not guilty plea, the special counsel looking on, there's nothing here that really is different in the overall, in the big picture. So when you look more into the handling of the classified document stuff, and his denial of these 37 counts, 31 of them, willful retention of national defense information. Why did he have, what is there about this stuff? Was there something in it? The nuclear stuff that could be sold to somebody? That's the implication. I don't think he would do that. I don't see that him. I don't see him doing what Biden's
You would have to ask the question, how would it benefit him? Because he definitely wants to benefit himself, and I don't see that there being any benefit for him in that.
I don't either. No, frankly, I don't. But that doesn't change the construct of the argument that he did what he did. And so, you know, that's kind of, that's where you go. You go to almost no place out of all of that stuff, because it doesn't seem to, you don't understand what the motivation is from his perspective as to why he did it. Now, in terms of whether he could go to jail, looks to me like he could, if depending on how all this stuff shakes out. Will he go to jail? Will he be tried and convicted if that's the case when he goes to jail before he becomes president? If he was to run, he is running. So if he gets enough support, are enough people going to, I see more and more people who were strong supporters of his just falling off and looking around at who else is there. And when I hear and see people who focus on DeSantis, I find him to be disgusting. The more I listen to him, the more I watch him, and what an opportunist he is. What is he? Who's he? Who's he speaking for? I saw it's interesting, Jay, that the granddaughter of Roy Disney, Walt's brother, who's one of the founders of the Disney Empire, she's been all over the place because of the demonstrations that were held over the weekend near Walt Disney World in Florida, where a very small group of people gathered, got together with Nazi flags and messaging in support of DeSantis. So what
in
is there
world
about
America? Is that okay?
It's not okay. It's not okay anywhere. Never mind America. It's okay no place. And so this young lady, Abigail Disney, says, my grandfather's spinning in his grave. And so I guess that there were, I don't know, 15 or 20 people that were demonstrating near the park. So that's, and then there were counter protesters, and there was that. It was the same kind of a circus as they had yesterday in Miami. More people, but the hate speech, and let's face it, a lot of people have overused that term when applying it to some of the things that have been said about people who are minorities. You name it, we go across the board. But the Nazi stuff, there's no place for it anywhere.
Yes, right.
And so the fact that they showed up with that, I mean, what did DeSantis say about it? Did he say, I don't have, this isn't identified with me, I have nothing to do with it, I abhor these people. Did he say anything like that? I didn't see anything.
It didn't seem like anything was condemned.
Didn't say anything. Did he? So that is, I just don't, I've never bought him. You know, you've listened to me talk about him. There's nothing about him that I find appealing. Nothing. Zero. So, where do we go from there? But if you are a bigot, maybe you like the guy, because that's where I think I don't think, that's one of the things, I don't see or feel or hear that from the Trump. I just don't sense that Trump is that, that's not his problem. Has he focused on equality? Nah, because I don't think it's kind of like agriculture. It's not important to him. That isn't what's important to him. Well, maybe that's a question. What is important to him? You can say he loves America. A lot of people love America.
Well, and as a politician and anybody running for president, they should.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that brings us back around to today being Flag Day. In 1774, the First Continental Congress was set up because of the growing tension between the Brits and the Americans. So the Second Continental Congress, then that was in 1774. The next year, 75, there was the Second Continental Congress after the aggression in Massachusetts. The Olive Branch Petition, as it was called, was sent to King George as a final attempt to prevent a war. And then we see the next year when Georgie the Wash was appointed the head of the army, Declaration of Independence, drafted by Jefferson and others in Congress, some of whom did not sign. A lot of people think all the people that worked on it signed it. No. Most of the people who signed it didn't work on it and didn't even know what was in it. What is that? Fast forward to today. All these legislators that vote on stuff, they don't know what they're voting on. Somebody told them, yeah, vote this way or vote that way. But the same was true of the Continental Congress. Most of those people that signed that document didn't have a clue, even though the after impact of it, when the British went after all those people, some of them they killed, some of them they... You know, they put in jail. Some of them were able to survive. That's one of the other things people don't understand or don't know about anything that's complicated. People don't want to think their way through. George Mason? I was down there for a wedding last month at his property in Virginia. And I read a lot of things about him. He was one of the main framers of the Constitution, and he never signed it. Because he was a slave owner, didn't believe in the slave trade, kind of like Jefferson, kind of like Washington. They were all slave owners. Some of them were traitors. Not traitors with I, but traitors with an E. But the whole idea of that being the secondary thing. These people, one of the things that you didn't know, unless you really read through the Constitution, or if you understood the stuff behind the scenes that was going on, it wasn't just about King George, it was also about slavery. And that thing, you can go back to when the first slaves were brought over here in the 1600s, so that festered for 200 years before it erupted in the Civil War, and it still is a problem today. Come on, you know it as well as I do. There's plenty of stuff, and this is what gives the Black Lives Matter people their reason for being, because we still have a lot of bigots, people who don't like black people because of the color of their skin, and you still see it affecting the educational opportunities they have, their job stuff. So you give fodder to the people, some of the arrogance of the people who are involved in the Black Lives Matter movement. You've created that, we have collectively, because of our insecurity. See, that's what it is. Anybody who's a bigot, like some of these folks that are prominent, they do so out of fear. Fear-based thinking is never right. You never make the right decisions when you make a decision based on fear. And people are afraid of those who are different. Now, is there a good reason for it? With some, yeah, I guess there is. What did you start to say?
No, I just want to say it's learned behavior. Little kids do not hate people based on different things.
Correct.
It's entirely a learned behavior.
Yeah. All right, so back to Flag Day. This is my third attempt at... I'm going off on a tangent here because there's so much involved, the background and flash-forwarding to Flag Day today. But in 1777, the Flag Act was actually put into place by the Second Continental Congress, and then other flag acts followed over the next 20, 30 years, brought changes in the design of the flag. It was about the 13 original stars and stripes. And then the first observance of Flag Day credited to George Morris, and that wasn't until after the Civil War. The first well-known observance of Flag Day was in, actually not till 1885, when a guy named Bernard Sigrand organized a formal observance of Flag Day at a school in Wisconsin. And so then there were people who said, well, he's the father of Flag Day, so let's make him, you know, he's sort of the star of the show. President Roosevelt in 1942 held the first United Flag Day to strengthen ties between the Allied forces, that is, to recognize the flags of our allies as well as our own. So this is National Flag Week, and this is Flag Day, and there are a lot of places where there are parades. There was a parade yesterday in my, no, it was Sunday in my hometown, which I didn't participate in because I wasn't here, but there were a lot of people who have rallied behind the flag. The flag is a symbol. It's a symbol of thought. Now, there are a lot of people who, you know, the Nazi flag that we were talking about earlier on, and then the business of the Confederate flag, which really isn't the Confederate. That's another thing that bugs me. People who wave that flag around, who think it's the Confederate flag, that's the height of arrogance and ignorance, because it isn't and wasn't. I would dare say that most people wouldn't recognize the flag of the Confederacy if they saw it. What you see is the flag, I think it's from, it was the West Virginia or Virginia flag, I can't remember which state it was, but that's what most people identify as the Confederate flag. It's not. So once again, little things become bigger things, and then they become really big things, and it's based on lack of knowledge and information. So how much of that is a part of our everyday thinking? I guess that's kind of where I am at this point. I almost feel like having a hot dog. Right? I don't like hot dogs, but I feel like having a hot dog. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, enter the code 30DUG and get this great bargain for your father for Father's Day. That's OmahaSteaks.com. You still have time. The code is 30DUG. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs. If you would like protection on the road, and who wouldn't? Or if you're on the water, you want protection on the water too, right? There'll be a lot of savings if you dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online, check it all out at progressive.com. That would be my advice. It's food, farm, and family time. And so advice, what is advice? It's what you pay. It's good. It's worth what you pay for it, right? Well, I'm going to give you some advice on National Strawberry Shortcake Day. Have some.
That's great advice.
Some. Enjoy some strawberries this time of year. This would be about the time we would have plentiful local strawberries here in my neck of the woods, except there was a frost a month ago, and it killed all the strawberry, all of the buds, killed all the buds on the peach trees. I didn't do the apple crop any good either, so I'm not sure what we're going to have. But in terms of strawberries, where you can find them, the local ones are the best. And make them, or maybe you make your own shortcake, or maybe you buy that sponge cake that people love, and that's the syrup, the strawberry sort of syrup that leaks into into the bread, which is the cake. Yum. First mention of strawberry shortcake back in 1588, Jay. Recipe for strawberry shortcake appeared in an English cookbook. And so it was served at various places, it would seem. Some people do it. I had some biscuits over the weekend in Ohio, and they were yummy, and there were no strawberries around. I wanted to have some strawberries with the biscuits. But, you know, you have them with other things. Sometimes a little gravy is good, but there's nothing better than sweetened cream on top of some strawberries, on top of some kind of a cake or something that will, you know, sort of suck it up, a biscuit. And so we have this lovely tradition here in America where there are organized strawberry shortcake parties that go on, mostly over this past weekend or through this week. Anyway, so if you have them, enjoy them. There's nothing better than local, fresh, yummy strawberries. All right, you've got it? Everybody got it? Let's have some. I want some. I'm going to. I don't have.
You're
going to
have some for lunch, aren't you?
I am, but they aren't fresh because we don't have any fresh local ones. All right, here's the Danger, Danger Will Robinson story of the day. There are a couple of them in terms of things that need to be taken off the market. There is a report out today, and I have said this so many times, eating raw anything is just not good for you. It's not smart. All of you say, oh, I love sushi. Okay, well, you eat it and enjoy it at your own risk. But this report today says eating raw oysters can be downright deadly. There's a Missouri man who has died over this past weekend because he ate raw oysters. He bought them at a seafood stand. So if you want to have cramping, nausea, vomiting, you want to have a chance of dying because you eat these things and you don't have a strong immune system, help yourself to raw oysters. Yuck. And never mind the texture is gross.
The texture is awful.
Ah, gross. But the fact that you eat them and there's all kinds of creepy, crawly things inside, they're crawling around in that muck. Ugh. I think you got the message, right? Okay, let's see here. Supplement Manufacturing Partner, Inc., recalling Havasu Nutrition Beetroot Powder. As always, we used to have, what's the name of that beet powder that advertises everywhere? We used to have them advertising here for a long time. I forget what the actual name, but you hear the ad still around today. They're not the problem. They aren't the ones. This is a specific company, Havasu, which is obviously from the Lake Havasu region of Arizona. Their beetroot powder contains undeclared milk allergens, apparently. People who have an allergy to milk run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if you keep using it. Once or twice isn't going to kill you. But if you
you're super allergic and
right.
Like actually need an EpiPen.
Need an EpiPen, right, exactly. Which brings me around to the whole business of milk and having allergies to milk. One of the problems with milk, this is Dairy Month, so I say this and because I'm a farmer who has been raising cattle and been around cattle, mostly Holstein, Jerseys and Guernseys all my life, I understand one of the issues with the people who are lactose intolerant is the fact that they don't get exposed to whole milk. And so there's a big movement this year as the Dairy Month to get whole milk headed back to school, which is probably a good idea, spurred on by a lot of dairy farmers who you'll hear talking about this month as much as anything. So, yes, make mine milk, please. It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.